And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. Arthur Perry will be with us next week. He's doing some research in Amsterdam on the latest in plastic surgery, so he'll have some great stories for us next week. Bridget is here with me now, and of course, we can get questions from you anytime you want at udocs@gmail.com. I'm not going to get to them, I am afraid. We have a great tip at the end of the week on the 8 best things to get over a plateau on weight loss. But first, Bridget?
Yes.
You like the story on depression in men. Why do you like depression in men?
Well, just because I think that the article talked a lot about it. Some good points about how women usually present with more classical symptoms of depression and
lack of tiredness, lack of effort, feeling blah, not getting out of bed, staying in bed for a long time.
Right. And whereas men maybe go under the radar when they have depression, because the article talked about how they cope with it in different ways, and that
how do men cope with it?
Basically through aggression and drinking alcohol more, maybe isolating themselves more, which I know is a classic sign of depression, but they're not really sure. And so that's why the article talked about how they possibly need to redefine the criteria for what depression actually is. Because in the study, they looked at over 3,000 women, over 2,000 men, and they found that the men had different signs of what could potentially be diagnosed as depression.
One of the stories I liked best was on more teens getting recommended vaccines and teens getting the HPV vaccine. So do you know how many female teens have gotten the HPV vaccine? It's recommended for everyone, obviously. Do you know that? It's a vaccine that prevents cervical cancer.
Yeah, I've gotten it.
What percent of teens do you think get it? Don't look at the story. I would say this to Joe. She's cheating. She's trying to read the story as I'm saying it. I'm surprised she wasn't Googling it. Okay.
Well, I was trying to just briefly.
You didn't put it in the summary.
Okay.
Bridget prepares these summaries, and I noticed that she didn't put in the percent of females.
So
that
it's
got
a
it.
Trick. It's not even here. You're right.
It is in the story. I had to look it up on the CDC website.
Okay, I would guess 70%.
54%. So it's rather discouraging, but it's staying stable, as opposed to increasing. All the other vaccines were increasing. So HPV in men had increased, or boys had increased from 13% in 2011 to 21% in 2012. So it's recommended for all men and for all boys and girls, 11 or 12.
Yes.
So this
but
is one thing.
It used to only be recommended for girls, right?
Right. But this is one thing we should. So if you're a teen or a mom or a pop, get your teens vaccinated, because this is a really easy way to prevent some very serious diseases. Now, the story that fascinated me most, because we're learning more and more about the microbiome. What's the microbiome?
It seems like it's this like exploding topic. Microbiome?
It's the bacteria inside your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And we have about 10 trillion bacteria inside our gut. But this one was, the headline is, gut bacteria diversity linked with obesity, study suggests. So, in fact, a new study finds the number of different bacteria are linked to weight gain. That is, the more different bacteria, the lower your weight gain. The fewer different bacteria, the more you gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
It was 292 Danes, so we're going to have to ask Arthur Perry if he looked at bacteria in the Danish population and plastic surgery. But researchers found that people who are obese have fewer and less diverse gut bacteria than their lean counterparts. And those with less intestinal bacteria who are already obese are more likely to gain more weight. 1 in 4 people, they don't have much obesity over there, but 1 in 4 have less gut bacteria than obesity, as well as a less diversity. So the gut bacteria makeup of obese individuals may be provoking mild inflammation, which could increase the risk of other health conditions that lead to more obesity and more serious chronic disease. So that was one of the, to me, that was the fascinating story.
I think it's so fascinating.
So we will have to pursue that. We will pursue that and follow up more on that for next week. But right now, it's my favorite tip of the week. If you hit a weight loss plateau, try these tips. So one is always eat. Actually, I'm going to make it 10 tips instead of 8. One is always eat breakfast. And you want some protein at breakfast. Can't get protein like Bridget has steel-cut oatmeal with some blueberries. What do you add to it? Add some nuts to it. Easy way. Chop the nuts up, roast them, whatever makes you love them. But I like to toast or roast 275 degrees for 9 to 12 minutes, my walnuts. Eat 5 or 6 times a day so you're never hungry. 3 meals, 2 or 3 snacks. Keep the food choices similar. That is, automate. So only at one meal do you add variety. All the others, you eat 2 or 3 different choices. So it might be, if you will, egg white veggie omelet or a buckwheat pancake with blueberries or the steel-cut oatmeal with blueberries and walnuts. Very similar things every breakfast. Stash apples, number 3. Stash apples, almonds, walnuts, edamame for hunger emergencies. 4, throw away anything with added sugars and syrups, trans, saturated fats, non-whole grain flours, including enriched and or bleached flours. If you see those any place on the label, throw that in the trash. Don't even give it away. Throw it away. 5, use heart-healthy olive or canola oil instead of butter and use extra virgin varieties. 6, no seconds and keep portion sizes sane. 7, eat far more plants and rarely never four-legged animals. I can't remember the last time I had a four-legged animal something. 8, walk 10,000 steps a day, 10K a day, every day. Don't go to bed without doing it. 9, stretch and increase weightlifting. So weightlifting, building muscles is one way. And 10, do cardio at least 2 minutes of very intense cardio. If your doctor says you can do it every day, it's the way you build brain connections. And believe it or not, your brain uses more calories than any other part of your body. Size matters for connections in your brain. So that's what you want to do. If you have a topic you want us to cover, you can email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. We've got plenty of questions. We're going to have a question segment next week. And every week with Joe from now on. I'm sorry I haven't gotten to all of them. We'll have more question segments.
Or you can submit them to Twitter at Dr. Mike Roizen.
You can send them to Twitter at Dr. Mike Roizen. That's right. Or and follow us at Dr. Mike Roizen. So, or you can call us during the show if you have questions. It's 877-711-5211. We're presented by a number of sponsors. We hope you go and use them. Remember, Radio MD, thanks Sonar for great engineering. At Radio MD, stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of 2. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.